You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and do we have a great lineup for you today. So if you're listening to the show and you like to join the conversation in the Punch Bowl, please make sure to press 1. If you're listening to the show on your computer, please, and you like to join the conversation, give us a call, 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. Make sure to post, tweet, share, call, text, email, and let all your friends know that you are listening to Changing the Conversation. And before we go much further, we're going to stop for a brief commercial break.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Thank you for tuning in. We have an amazing show today. We have some great guests today. And so we're going to go ahead and take a look and see who we have in the Punch Bowl. Our first guest, Mr. Sean Mitchell, is the ultimate hip-hop activist. Sean has worked extensively in the African-American community and is the author of several books that include The African-American Spiritual Practice of Seven, Introduction to Comet, and Hip-Hop Hooray, Celebrating 30 Years of Great Rap Music. Sean XOG is an artist, historian, and act, and the first rapper to win a national music competition. Good morning, Mr. Mitchell. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning to you as well and to your listening audience.
How are you?
Doing great. Got a lot of projects that I'm currently working on, and a lot of different old school hip hop artist that I'm currently working with, in particular Kool Rock of the legendary Fat Boys, and I'm also working with Charlie Prince, the Rock Master Scott, and the Dynamic Three as well.
Fantastic. So what are you up to? Tell us a little bit about the African American Spiritual Practice of Seven. What is all of that about?
Yeah, well, coming into hip-hop, one of the things that just sort of crosses over in terms of music is also social activism. Have you listened to a lot of the Public Enemy, KRS-One type of music that had a lot of positive messages to it, a lot of pro-black type of messages to it? So I just kind of that message and parlayed that over into creating a spiritual practice for African-Americans. And part of what that entailed is going through in-depth research into current spiritual, or I should say religious practices that are more common among African-Americans, from Christianity to Islam, as well as other organized religions. So I did a lot of studying and research, and what I did was, based on that analysis from what I uncovered doing my research, along with the spiritual practice of the ancient Egyptians as well. So I just formulated the information and created a spiritual practice that I call Seven for African Americans. And a little bit different from organized religion because it deals specifically with spirituality as opposed to having a dogma that you would have to follow, you know, such as that you find in organized religions. So it doesn't have a weekly service that you attend or anything like that, no tithes to pay or anything of that nature, but everything is pretty much organic in terms of spirituality. So it's sort of like going to the essence of being spiritual as opposed to being religious. And that's the difference between Seven and organized religion. And it's specifically for African Americans and for people of African descent. And it's similar to what Dr. Karinga created in terms of Kwanzaa for African Americans as a holiday. And so what I did was take that step further and created the spiritual practice for us. And it's designed to address the number of issues that affect our communities, from drugs, violence and crime, to poverty, unemployment, all the social issues that we find ourselves confronted with on a day-to-day basis. And Seven, the spiritual practice, addresses those types of social issues and hopefully helps to create a solution to a lot of the problems that afflict our community.
Absolutely. Here at Punch TV Studios, our primary focus is to be able to create jobs and to be able to create generational wealth, wealth that we can pass on for generations to come so that our grandchildren and our great-great-great-grandchildren don't have to worry about how they're going to pay for college or how they're going to do whatever it is that they need to do. They have money set aside to live their lives. And so our way that we are using, our vehicle that we are using is television. We're launching a television station in Los Angeles August 1st. Everybody is running around. There's so much going on because we're going to be in Los Angeles putting us in even more homes, over 16 million more homes. So we like to talk to people who are out in the community, actively working in the community, and doing what they can to make this a better world.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So we're actually on the same page. We're pretty much working for the same end result. And so that's fantastic what you guys are doing. In fact, the next time I fly out to L.A., I would love to stop by and visit with you all as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I think to build a community, I think my development as well. One of the issues that that we look at in terms of developing ourselves economically and socially and in other avenues is to really start from a cultural standpoint. And so Seven is pretty big on culture because, as Dr. Malisi Kedi-Asante states in his book, Afrocentricity, everything is culture. And if we begin to understand everything from a cultural standpoint, it'll put things, it'll sort of make things simplified for us to be able to work together and move forward as a community.
Absolutely.
And so part of that part of that economic development is part of the vehicle that you all are using, which is fantastic because it plays one of the major roles in our overall development as a community.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what we would like to do is to invite you to join us on our social media network, Nabuki.com. Nabuki.com is where everyone, all of our supporters, friends, people who have their own books, authors, everybody joins Nabuki so that we can all collaborate and work together to see what we can do to, again, make this a better world and to let everybody know, you know, what's going on. So what we do is we post all of our Punch TV Studio announcements. Again, we're launching August 1st in Los Angeles. So we want you to come to Nabuki, Nabuki.com, and keep us up to date on what you have going on, okay?
Oh, fantastic. Love to be a part of it.
Fantastic. Yeah. So what we're going to do, we definitely want to thank you for being a guest on today's show. We do have to stop again for another brief commercial break, and we will be right back.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American-owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
If you are just now tuning in to Changing the Conversation, as always, we have yet another exciting show. We have our next guest, who is a number one best-selling author. He's a counselor, master life coach, and international speaker whose mission is to positively affect 1 million people or more every day, regardless of their current circumstances. So if you're listening, I definitely want you to welcome Mr. David Essel into the Punch Bowl. Good morning, David. Are you with us?
Hey, good morning. Nice to be on your program. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. I know you're a busy man. You have 1 million or more people to influence every day.
Oh, easily. And it's a blast doing it. I feel lucky and blessed to be able to do this work, for sure.
So tell us about you. What do you have going on? You're a best-selling author. What book? What's your book?
Oh, yeah. This is a book that's really rocked the industry. I've been in the world of personal growth for 37 years. So I'm one of those old-timers that have been doing this a long time. And we decided, even though I'm in the world of positive thinking, that, you know, there's a lot of information out there, people saying that whatever you think about, you bring about, and your thoughts create things, and that you can imagine checks coming in the mail, they will. And we got so tired of all of this nonsense that we wrote a book that became a number one bestseller, and the title is a little oxymoronic considering the work I do, but it's called Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life, But This Book Will: The Myth of Positive Thinking, The Reality of Success.
Oh, wow. I love it. I love it. You know, and I love that you actually had the courage to to come out with a book like that. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's that drastic, but with so much, you know, people going with these positive, you know, thinking, and I was, for anybody to say anything different is really unique and rare.
Well, that's so true. And when we released the book, my editor said, you know, one of two things is going to happen. This is either going to help your career or kill it.
Give me that title again, please. Well, David, what was the title?
Yeah, the title is Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life, But This Book Will. And the subtitle
is Thinking Will Never Change Your Life. But this book will.
And then the subtitle is The Myth of Positive Thinking and the Reality of Success.
The Myth of Positive Thinking and the Reality of Success for a book. I mean, that definitely is deep. I have to bring in our host, Mr. Collins, to see what he thinks about the myth of positive thinking. What do you think about that, Mr. Collins?
No, what is the myth of positive thinking? What is the myth of
I think I can think. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, when The Secret and The Law of Attraction and all these things came out like 11 years ago, you know, they were saying that, you know, imagine checks coming in the mail, and they will, and create a vision board of your home in Tahiti and you'll have it, and, you know, and all of this kind of stuff. It's about 20% of it is factual. We know that when you have a positive thought with emotions, there's a cascade of chemicals in the brain that makes you feel invincible for the moment that you're thinking it. But what we found over the past 37 years of being engaged in this work is that all of the people that I've interviewed, you know, from rock stars to athletes to celebrities in the world of personal growth, Susie Orman, Deepak Chopra, the late Wayne Dyer, even though these people love positive thinking, not one of them ever said that they sat back and imagined their book to sell a million copies and somehow magically it did via their thoughts. So what we say in the book is, you know, 20% of your success will come from great thoughts and a great attitude, but 80% of your success will be your willingness to take risks, to get uncomfortable, to do those steps on a daily basis that you'd rather not. And, you know, we had 6 New York Times best-selling authors already endorse the book, which helped it become a number one bestseller.
I have to agree with you. Now, although I believe in the law of attraction, I believe you can attract certain things and certain people into your life. You know, like right now, I'm thinking right now, and I'm acting Holly Berry into my life. Okay, here I go. Holly.
You know what?
I'm attracting
okay,
Holly Berry.
But then we have to work this theory through.
But now,
we have to see if Holly Berry shows up.
Now,
if your argument is valid.
Now, wait a minute. Now I'm going to ask the universe, dear universe of infinite power and authority, I'm going to need you to put me in the same room with Holly Berry again and give me the nerve to ask Holly Berry out on a date. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the vibrations. Go to the door right now to see if Holly Berry at the door. There's no Holly Berry. So you have to do the work. I'm just trying to tell you.
hey, guys. You know, last week I was on Jenny McCarthy's radio show, and I've been on her show 4 times now, and we were talking about this. She loves my book, and she used to be a big fan of The Secret and The Law of Attraction until she read my book, and then it blew her away. But when I was talking to her, I said to her, have you ever had a lull in your career? You know, did you ever get to a point where just nothing was happening? And she said, yes. You know, after she made a lot of money in the world of modeling, when she was transitioning out, she had become such a big name that she didn't want to go on auditions anymore. And she didn't want to go on auditions that were far away. And she had set up all of these I'll say, hurdles for herself, that she had gotten, my words, not hers, but complacent and lazy. And she said, you know, David, all of a sudden, for a number of years, I wasn't anywhere. And I started looking at the reason why, and the reason why was I stopped doing the uncomfortable work. So if they called me, and I live in Chicago, and they said, come to an audition in L.A., and if it didn't work in with my schedule that easily, I would blow it off. But the way my career started going again is when I started to do the work I didn't want to do, going on the audition
that's right.
I didn't want to do. You know, and
right.
guys, and that, and here I'm talking to, you know, a very celeb, a very famous, and a wonderful woman. Oh, she's just a rock star. But she even said it herself. You know, when she stopped doing the work, she lost momentum. When she started doing what she didn't want to do, her career took off again.
And that's just the way it is. You have to do the work. For all the success and stuff that we have here at Punch right now, it's more because we do the work. We're up late, we're up early, we're down late, we're fighting and fussing with one another. You know, there are days where we don't really like one another, but we do the work. There are days when I get on everybody's nerves, but we do the work. And that's why we know that, I know you're laughing. I don't care. You can laugh all you want. We do the work. We do the work.
I was laughing at the days. You get on everyone's nerves. I think that's every day for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
That's not
that's
not anything new.
Yeah, but we do the work. We do the work. We do the work. And that's why, you know, now we certainly think about positive ideas, or we certainly think about the way to pull things together and make things happen. But we do the work. And what has made me even different as a broadcaster, and a lot of you guys are either doing it or they won't do it. You know, I'll get out on the road and sleep in my car, but I meet the station owners. You know, I talk to them. Hey, man, I need you to stick with me. It's going to be a rough road, but if you hang with me, we're going to do this thing. You know, I do the work. One of the things that's made our IPO, which everyone should be a part owner of at $1 a share, unique, is that I literally get on the phone and talk to shareholders. I'm like, hey, you know, we need you. I know you're only invested $10, but you need that $10, you know.
Right.
You know, we do the work, you know, and it's incredible how, you know, the people don't connect the energy, the kinetic energy of movement with success. It's just like, you know, these people, you know, when you see Beyonce, and I'm just going to use this as an example. You see a Beyonce, and she's on that stage, and she's doing her thing, and she's the mega superstar that she is. What you don't see is all of the behind-the-scenes stuff where she's trying to get ready, she's trying to get the crews ready, she's trying to get this ready, and oh, my God, this didn't work, and I hurt my leg, and this, and I still got to go do this, and my voice is sore, and my kids are crying. That's the other part of the side of this.
The rehearsal.
People don't see that you actually have to.
Oh, gosh, you know, the amount of hours, yes, you're right, the amount of hours put in the studio rehearsing, on the dance floor rehearsing, I mean, these people, they've got it down to a science, and they all work their tails off in order to reach that level of success. I think what happened to how the book became so popular is that, you know, people got very frustrated with sitting in front of their vision boards and have nothing happening. And, you know, feeling good with their morning affirmations, but then waking up the next day. As a matter of fact, there's a story in the book I tell because I used to be one of those people from 1980 until 1996. I was one of those people that used to profess, and as a motivational speaker, talking about how whatever you think about, you bring about. And then in 1996, I had this massive wake-up call. For 25 years, every morning I got up, and I had an affirmation, and the affirmation I said with a lot of power, I'm a child of God, happy, healthy, and sober today. And for 25 years, I drank myself to sleep every night as a highly functioning alcoholic. And it was in 1996 that another professional in our field called me out and said, you know, you've been saying this affirmation for 25 years. It hasn't worked, has it? And it was like one of those things, holy crap, you know, I need to go do the work. I need to invest time, money, and effort for myself personally. It meant going into a treatment center for 30 days. It meant devoting 365 days when I got out working with professional counselors for me to overcome a massive addiction. And so I've seen firsthand the illusion of positive thinking, and I've seen firsthand the benefit of going into that area of life you'd rather avoid in order to heal and be successful. And that's what our book is, over 150 stories of people that have woken up, chosen to do the work, to make the money, lose the weight, create deep love, get sober, whatever their goals were, and the stories are absolutely stunning.
No, I definitely
and
agree.
I think that
you know,
that's what
again,
people don't really realize. Yeah. They don't. I agree
yeah.
with you. Go ahead. Chop it in.
No, I was just going to say I definitely agree because I was one of those people who was not necessarily a fan of The Secret. And everybody raved about The Secret, The Secret, The Secret. And I was just like, first of all, it's not a secret. You know what I mean? Positive thinking. And there is the law of attraction. But out of all the laws in the land, the laws in the universe, the law of attraction is just one of those many laws. And when you just focus on that law, like you said, the 20% and the 80%, you're only getting a small percentage of the overall 100. You know, one of my favorite laws in my background is sales. I tell people I have the gift of manifestation. I can make some money, but my law was the law of averages. I had to take
right.
100 calls a day to get the money that I wanted to make.
Exactly. You know, exactly. You know, it's interesting that you say that. There's a story in our book of a guy named Ray Higdon, single dad, two kids, lost his house to foreclosure, and he actually contacted me, and he said, hey, I don't have any money, but I'm wondering if we could talk for an hour, and I said, sure. This is going back to around 2007, 2008 with the big real estate crash. He had invested all of his money in real estate, lost every penny of it, and he said, you know, what should I do? So I just said, you know, God, it sounds like you've got a lot of energy. Find something you love to sell, speaking of selling. And I think you're going to be successful again. Well, he went away from our meeting, and someone introduced him to The Secret, and he took it to heart, and he created a vision board, and he did his affirmations. And as he says in my book, 30 days later, he was in worse shape than he'd ever been. And then someone said to him, you want to be successful in sales, get 20 rejections a day, 5 days a week.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. And so he took on this new mantra, and he threw out the vision board, and he got rid of all this stuff. And he went from a guy, it took him a year and a half of 20 rejections a day, and he was making $50,000 a month, $600,000 a year, and today he makes $100,000 a month in sales. And obviously his life is unbelievable. And he's humble and he's real and he's a great guy. And that's the kind of stories in the book, guys. You know, we have real people that used to try all the affirmations and vision board stuff. They didn't realize it was only 20% of the formula because, of course, in those books it says, oh, just do this simple stuff and the universe must conspire to meet your needs. And then they found out, well, it wasn't that easy. You know, and if it were that easy, my God, the island of Fiji would have been sunk because we'd all have multiple homes there by now. If that's all you had to do was imagine it happened, you know? Hey, you know what, guys? I've got to actually run. I'm a counselor, and I have a session starting right now, but I want to thank you so much. Our website, if people want to get any information, is talkdavid.com. Just talkdavid.com.
Nice. Wonderful. Thank you for joining us.
Okay. Thank you. Have a beautiful rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye now.
You want to do some positive thinking, Mr. Collins? I'm going to make a vision board.
Positive.
I'm about to make me a vision board right now. I'm about to put things that I'm looking for. No vision board?
A vision board is a biblical principle. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get a chance
to write it down
and make it plain.
Yes.
That is a
yes.
biblical principle.
Absolutely.
You know, because, and I'm one of those that believes in biblical principles. So that is totally a biblical principle. But it also says faith without works is dead.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you got to write the vision and make it plain.
Mm-hmm. And then do the work.
But you got to do the work.
Yeah. See, most people don't want to do the work.
You
they
don't
want to
do the work.
And stare at the vision board.
Now, you don't want to do the work. You know, it's going to be really, really tough for you. And sometimes when you're doing the work, the manifestation of the work is not immediate.
Yes.
And that's what really gets to a lot of people, too. When you're doing the work.
Right.
The manifestation of the work that you're doing is not always immediate. Sometimes it takes time to get the work done.
Sometimes it does.
Sometimes
so
you gotta
for our listeners, for our listeners who don't know part of your story in the IPO and taking Punch public, how long have you been envisioning this point in your life?
For me, this point in my life has been over 24 years.
Absolutely.
It took 24 years to get to today. And there was a lot of ups and downs and failures and false starts and broken relationships and a lot of things that have happened to get to today. But where the major push to today has been the last years just getting to today. And a lot of it has happened in 3 years in an attempt to get to where we are now, to be able to produce television shows, to be able to have our own studio that we're comfortable in, to be able to work with people that you like. And
what is going on with you today? You're on people not getting along and fighting and working with people you like. What's going on at Punch TV Studios?
Well, what's going on is that I'm kind of reflecting.
It seems like it.
You know, because in a few days from now, about 20 days from now, we're launching our Power TV station covering all of Southern California. And I've kind of been riding everybody. And boy, the energy and the motivation and the things that people are going through right now is just incredible. But we're going to launch on August 1st, 2015, and it's going to be
one way or
awesome.
Another.
Let me tell you something. If I have to take a DVD player down to the TV station
and hit play, that's
what
you're going to do.
That's what I'm going to do. Let me tell you something else. I have to put myself on TV for 24 hours.
Look, we need to ask Sharifa channel. Look, you only got to do 12 hours, okay? I got you for at least 12.
I'm putting myself on TV for 24 hours. You know, that's what I'm talking about, Darren. We're going to launch this channel on August 1st. So I don't think people really realize the result. It, you know, and that's why when I tell people you should invest in our company, you should really invest in the company because I have a tremendous drive. And if you knew the drive that I have, then you would know we're going to be successful. If you could just put that into any perspective, you know that we're going to be successful. You know, I don't quit. I don't give up. I push as hard as I can push, you know. Like one of the things that I've done over the last 72, since Friday, I've literally been on social media since Friday that people are saying that are untrue instant half-truths, you know, personally. This is not like somebody from the staff doing this. This has been me. And I tell you, it's Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV. So that you know. You know, you get that message directly from the horse's mouth, and I'm the horse, you know.
But with all
so
that said,
no
it's still a There's still a lot going on. People are loving Punch TV Studios. The phone lines are blowing up. I mean, let's take a call. Let's see who else loves Punch TV. Who's on the road talking every day, all day about Punch TV Studios? How about a bottle of youth and his family?
That would be us.
Yay. How are you
that
this morning?
That is us, and we're touching down in one population that I neglected to get a hold of, and that's the Cherokee Reservation right here in North Carolina.
Wow, you guys are back on the road again?
I am. I'm over in western North Carolina right now, approximately 3 or 4 miles away from the Cherokee Reservation, because I wanted to make sure that they were touched by Punch TV as well. And I think that's the only population that I probably left out of, you know, trying to get the word out. Everything else has been
nice.
Done by either TV or word of mouth, or me writing it on the back of business cards, the booth on the back of business cards, explaining the whole regulation A-plus to folks, trying to get them to understand that it is a generational wealth that they're looking at, and it's not just a short-term investment. It is probably something your family's not going to want to relinquish ever. And feel as if though we could be maybe the top 2%, you know. I think that sounds pretty good, but the top 2%. And I believe that if the American people are thinking the same way that I'm thinking and understand that Punch TV really can change their life, not only the great things they can watch on TV while they're enjoying their new life, but to be a part of this call. Just like they were doing in my area yesterday, they were doing a 757 shutdown, which basically was a march trying to really get the word out about helping out in the community and Black Lives Matter and everything. And I was like, well, hey, let's run the car through, you know, with Plush TV on it. And then Norfolk and over in Hampton and also Portsmouth. And Portsmouth, they actually were recording us as we were coming through the parking lot because they had just got finished doing a interview live, and while they were standing in the parking lot talking around, we were coming through, and they got curious as to what was on the back of the car, and focused on us.
Well, I have a question. What do you use to write those words on the back of your car? What is that?
Well, I could actually read it to you. It's called a window marker. It's a window marker, and it is made by, I am also riding with two other shareholders today, not just my wife, but two other shareholders from my area, and I was bringing them down to the Cherokee Reservation as well, because one of their birthdays, Ms. Shay, would like to say happy birthday, Ms. Shay, our
shareholder. It's her birthday today, it's her birthday today,
it
we
sure
have a
is.
Shareholder with a birthday, oh, fantastic, let's make it special. We appreciate you. Happy birthday.
Introduce yourself, Shay.
Yeah, happy birthday.
You can leave your last
name off. Thank you so much. My name is Shami. Call me Shay. And I'm so happy to be a part of Punch TV now. I've been looking at the stocks and trying to figure out how to generate a fund for my daughter, because I just had a daughter, she's 3, and I just got engaged. My fiance.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, he's a shareholder.
Well, I can tell you. Is your fiance a shareholder?
Yes, he is.
Oh, that's a good man. That's a good man right there. You hang on to him.
I try to every day.
Ain't going nowhere.
Aww.
I don't
guess
I'm going anywhere either. Seems like I'm handcuffed to the steering wheel.
Well,
that's
so like all the
shareholder love right there. That's shareholder love right there. That's shareholder love.
But yeah,
now,
sure congratulations,
sure
guys, Mr. Collins. You've done a wonderful job, Mr. Collins. I really think you have. And I really do appreciate and want to thank you, you know, personally for everything you've done, you know, for our community and bringing forth this IPO.
And you truly inspired.
Oh, you guys are so welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, you guys be sure to know that.
Yeah, she's probably the only shareholder in the world that don't want to talk about Punch TV. I talk about it all day long, and she's like, can we talk about something else? I'm like, no, we got to play the commercials. It's time to play the commercials.
Now, the shareholders meeting is coming up in April. I mean, next year. So we want to make sure everyone listening to the show, make sure you make your reservations. Go to our website at punchtvstudios.com. And you want to be a part of a shareholders meeting because they're very powerful things to be a part of. And it's just completely awesome. And you just want to be there. You need to be in the house there. You want to be a part of that. It's just going to be so much happening, and we're going to have superstar special guest coming to the Punch TV Studios shareholders meeting, and it's going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Westgate Hotel and Convention Center. So you certainly want to be there, and be part of this monumental event. And if you've never been to a shareholders meeting, it's going to be something like you've never seen before. So you certainly want to make your reservations, and you certainly want to be in the house. You certainly want to be that.
How do you make your reservations?
Go to our website at punchtvstudios.com and look for the shareholders, stockholders meeting events, and you can make your reservations right there online and book your hotel accommodations and do everything that you need to do right there on our website. You want to do that early. Don't wait. Go ahead and do it. Not the way we've had quite a few people already begin to make their reservations and get their rooms and do all that stuff. So don't wait. Don't wait till the last minute, because I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. Completely, totally, phenomenally, beyond every sense of the word, awesome. And you need to be there. You just need to be there. So what's on your agenda today?
Talking to the shareholders, working on the boogie, talking to the shareholders. We have another shareholder on the line who wants to speak with Mr. Collins. We have Z on the line. Are you with us this morning, Z?
Yes, I am, Sharifa. Hi.
How are
you? Hi, everyone. I'm doing well. It's a pleasure to be here. I've been listening in every time I get a chance. And I love this radio station. It's a great radio station. Hello, Mr. Collins. I think you're doing a magnificent job.
I'm working at it.
You're working at it. You're doing the work. Absolutely. You're doing the work. Faith without works is dead. And
faith without works is dead.
Absolutely.
Write the vision and make it plain.
Make it plain
that
you may run with it. That you may run with it.
That's right. That's right.
That's what you're doing. You're running with it. Sharif is definitely running with this radio station, and it's just magnificent. I'm excited about it. I was just talking with legendary screenwriter Paris Qualls, and we met a while back, and we were discussing how a lot of things in Hollywood they get taken from you. You know, your writings and all and everything. And I'm just excited to be a part of it, and I'm telling everybody about it. And
nice.
I have another colleague of mine who's a political science professor, and he's a writer, and he wrote the screenplay for Aretha. And that would be, you know, something to look at. I don't know. It's up to you, you guys.
You mean Aretha Franklin? Oh, I have such an affinity for Aretha Franklin.
Oh, Aretha Franklin is, yeah, I mean.
She is the diva of divas. She
absolutely
is. Well, I don't want to say diva divas because, you know, I like Tyler.
She's the queen. Let's just call her the queen.
But she is the queen of divas.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
She is absolutely unequivocally awesome. But even more than that, I've always wanted to do a story about Aretha Franklin's father, C.L. Franklin.
C.L. Franklin.
C.L. Franklin was Aretha Franklin's father. And
mm-hmm.
being able to do a story about him is something that I have always wanted to do. It has been one of my driving motivations for Punch TV.
Is that right?
And
I think that's fantastic. Yeah, I think that's fantastic. I think that's a great idea because it's the greats, the people that are before them that make the Aretha Franklins, that makes the Patti LaBelles, that makes the Diana Rosses, the unsung heroes that make them. And that's very, very important. In fact, my father was a Baptist minister, and I wrote a book on him called Preach, Reverend Hickman. And this is what Mr. Qualis and I had talked about 20 years ago. And it's funny, you said that you've been in motion for 20 years. I mean, you've been working on it for 20 years.
Your manifestation
is coming through now. And that Mr. David says, you have to do what you don't want to do or what you're uncomfortable doing. That's when things get moving.
You have to do it.
You have to do it. It's no other way around it. You have to do it. And I'm making plans. I've traveled all over, but I've never been to L.A. And I'm planning on coming sometime between now and August. And I was saying to Sharifa, I'd love to interview her and you for what you're doing here at Punch TV. And
for sure.
I'm getting my other colleague and my cousin, Dr. Robinson, she's a engineer out in Jacksonville, Florida. She's making arrangements for us.
In Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, I saw that on there. Her corporation is called B.R. Robertson.
Yeah.
Corporation. And she builds out of Florida. And in fact, we're making arrangements now to come in July, sometime between the 14th and the 22nd. And she was just texting me this morning, and we'd love to get a chance to meet you guys. And we had some ideas for some shows that we wanted to present.
Sure, especially as your shareholder, sure.
Yeah. And we definitely like to do that, and maybe we could have an audience with you and Sharifa, and I'm sure you're so blessed to have someone like Sharifa, like your right hand, to hold you up and to care about the company. And she's always on Nabuki. She's updates. She's always on her show. And I'm looking at her diligence, and I'm looking at you and her diligence, and it's there. And not only do I see it, other people see it, but more importantly, God sees it, so he's going to reward you openly.
Where did that come from? But thank you. I received that, as Mr. Collins was saying.
She done paid you to say that.
I knew he was going
to
say that.
Now I know where your money went now. Okay, you done paid her to say that stuff.
It just came through.
I didn't hear. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
We were speaking in our own language. We were kind of speaking to each other. We got it. He said, I paid you to say those good things about me. I'm going to translate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I know how that conversation went, girl. When you get on the radio show, I'm going to give you this $1,000. And I tell Mr. Collins how good I am because, you know.
Okay. Well, you guys are definitely doing your work.
No, we're definitely doing the work.
You're definitely doing your work, and I see it because I see Sharifa posts, and I'm slow with this technology stuff. I am just into the manual things because the technology kind of overtook me because I'm from the old school, but I'm getting back on. I'm learning, getting back on, and trying to make that work. But I'd love to meet you, and we plan on being there
absolutely
sometime between the 14th and the 22nd from what she's looking at the tickets now. And I understand that.
And your paper is a print paper, correct? Is a print paper.
It's a print paper, even though I started this little blog, my blog. But I'm old school. I've been doing print paper. And what we're doing is we're trying to move this to like the Jet magazine style, where we get it all over the world. Your bread and water, where everyone needs a dose of your bread and water. You know, to keep it moving, to keep it going, it's the sustenance plate of universal sustenance plate. And your bread and water encompasses not just, you know, well, the scriptures say, man must not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So what you're doing and with your TV station, you're building it. You're building it from the ground up. You're building it the right way. And you're building it through the word of God. And that's the only thing that sustains us, even though people think other things sustain us. But
no, it's definitely the word of God.
It's definitely the word of God because the worlds were framed by the word of God. And it sits on his word. And then the seas and the oceans, they can only come up so far on land by his word. Everything is done by the word.
Hallelujah.
And that, you know, that is that. And positive thinking and all. And I'm just getting the word out. And as we speak, I'm getting the word out. And I'd love to come interview, and I'd love to come and see your studio and meet Sharifa because she's doing a wonderful job. And so looks like we may be there anywhere between the 14th and the 22nd of this month. And then we're going back to Pennsylvania and throw around some ideas that we have and so forth and like that. And we would love to do that.
Yeah, we'd love to see you and welcome you to come California needs
you. Yeah, it would be my first time. It would be my first time in L.A.
California needs you. And also, you should go ahead and make your reservations to the Punch TV Studio stockholders meeting, which is taking place in Las Vegas. And for all Punch TV Studio stockholders, you want to be there. It's going to be a very powerful, powerful event. Most people, and I'm going to say this in the next couple minutes, most people, they don't really key into power. They key into the ideal of power. And so we want to, this is going to be a power event that you just definitely want to be there and be a part of. So I want to tell everybody, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. Become an investor, IPO 2.0, only $1 a share. So you want to get that done now. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Get it done now. Punch TV Studios, IPO, $1 per share, and become a stockholder in Punch TV Studios, which means that you are a part owner of the company. So you want to become a part owner of the company. Visit our website at nabuki.com. That's N-A-B-U. KIE.com. Nabuki. So
All day, every day.
So you want to be on Nabuki, you want to do that. And I want to thank our guest for being on today's show. You wanna speak it into existence, write it down, make it plain, because that's what the Bible says. And then you gotta get up and you gotta do something. And so you wanna get up and do something. Don't just sit around and wait on something to happen. You gotta make it happen. You gotta will it to an existence, and then you gotta step out on faith. And I want to tell everybody, on August 1st, we are launching our brand new, the first ever full power television station in the Punch TV Studios network of TV stations. That's full power, which means that we're on Dish, Direct, Spectrum, which is Time Warner, Charter, Frontier, AT&T U-verse, and all of the other television platforms throughout Southern California. Tune in to the brand new Punch TV on the KILM dial. You know, it's going to be really cool to see the KILM channel dial turn to Punch. That's going to be like freaking
yes.
cool. That's going to be
amazing.
Cool. You know, it's going to be the channel dial is going to be there, and you're going to see it turn over to Punch at 12 o'clock midnight on the August 1st. So I'm just like, wow. That's
I'm going to have a picture of that. We'll have a picture.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that too. I wish we had time to throw a party here at the studio because that would just be awesome. I wish we just had
mm-hmm.
time to do that before. That would just be an awesome party to have. But we don't have the time to pull that together. But I wish we had time to pull together the Punch TV Studios party for the launch party of our new TV station and have everybody out
mm-hmm.
here at 12 o'clock and watch it go live. That would just be completely awesome, completely and totally awesome. And
well, we can do something. We can do something different. We don't have time for a party, but you know, we can have the friends and family, the small intimate. We all there to watch it turn over, watch the ball drop.
That's hot. We ought to have
mm-hmm.
a special thing
friends
for our
family.
Shareholders.
We should have a friends and family.
Friends and family special shareholders event to watch Punch TV
mm-hmm.
go live in Southern California. So that would be hot to do. That'd be like completely totally hot, awesome to do. Completely and totally
yes.
awesome. So that's it for today's show. We're going to catch up with you tomorrow right here on the same Punch TV time at the same Punch TV channel right here on the Punch TV Studios Radio Network, changing the conversation.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on changing the conversation, visit Nabucchi.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit PunchTVStudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.